to episode 2 of
Brutal Battle.
Thank you for joining us. This is Brutal Battle, and this is episode 2.
Episode numero dos.
So, I believe episode 2 will probably be better than episode 1.
Nah, it's actually, we're going to have less to talk about. I don't know, intro stuff. I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about.
No, we'll be fine. One thing that we are going to actually change after the first episode, I wrongfully assumed that it would be okay for us to go ahead and sniff A, sniff B, and then taste A, taste B, and do all that kind of stuff. And it was brought to my attention by my co-host here that maybe that's not the best way to do it.
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
So the way we're going to do it now is we're going to go through everything on A and rate it, and then everything on B. And then actually, we can rate afterwards.
Yeah, we'll rate afterwards.
We'll go through everything, talk about everything about A.
Yep.
And then we'll be done with it for then. Everything about B.
Everything about B.
And then we'll talk about the ratings, and then we'll reveal them. So that way, it's a little less confusing.
It's going to make more sense to you, our listener.
Yes. We will take you by the hand and lead you down the path of beer tasting.
Path. All right.
It's like a yellow
brick road. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So anyway, last episode, we had Canine Winter Ale by Flying Dog, which we had
one of my favorite breweries. Ha ha ha!
Which we had as the
loser.
The loser. That was that was a loser. That averaged 3. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year by Anchor Brewing. That was the winner, but not so high, with 4.5 average.
I think this time we're gonna have a new King of Brutal Battle something.
we'll have a new King of the Hill, basically. My wife gave me some insider information.
We should have, like, instead of King of the Hill, we should have, along with the Brutal Battle theme, we should have, like, a term for the beer, like the Overlord or something
The Overlord. Well, that might be a little too nerdy.
Oh, no.
But we'll think about something.
We're nerds, man.
We'll think about something, and then
we're sitting here talking about fucking beer.
Episode 3, we can debut that episode 3. We'll think about it.
I like the Overlord. I wish we had forums, because then you could go vote or something.
You
or
want
suggest things.
You want the Brew Overlord?
No, that sounds
the Broverlord?
The Broverlord?
The Broverlord?
Oh, man, the Broverlord, man.
No, that sounds like that dude from a fraternity.
Yeah.
Like a guy who holds the spanking paddle or something. Dub the Broverlord.
No,
anyway.
Not the Broverlord.
All right, back to it. Since the last time we met, are there any beers that you have had that you particularly liked, didn't like, want to talk about? You have the floor.
I do. I had a beer that blew my freaking mind. Apparently my brother killed someone to get this beer and then hid the body and then poured the beer over the body and licked it. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it was Hetty Topper. He brought it to a tailgate we went to because we went to the Ravens game, and it was excellent. I honestly think it was better than 90 Minute. It was very, very, very good. And
what's the style of Hetty Topper?
It's a DIPA, double IPA.
Oh, it's double IPA?
Oh, yeah, man. It was wonderful.
Who's it brewed by?
Pig Tits, I think.
That doesn't sound real.
Alchemy? Alchemy Brewing, I think it is.
Okay, I think I've heard of
I think it is. Alchemy. It's in a tall boy. It's black and silver.
I've not seen it. I've not had it, but
yeah, I don't
Alchemy
know.
Brewing.
I had never heard about it. He raved about it. He said it's in all the bee's knees and the fucking
cat's pajamas.
The cat's pajamas cat's and the pajamas. Tits McGee. So I never heard of it, but it was. He took me, gave me a couple sips, and he had to fight me to get it back. I was actually running around the parking lot in Lot O, drinking his beer. The cool thing is, we were actually there, and we found out that there's a little corner of Lot O. Sorry to get off topic. I know you're probably not all from Maryland or football fans or whatever. But
I'm not. I hate football.
Shut up. You're retarded. You like soccer. Go to hell.
I like hockey.
Yes, I do too. But there isn't any fucking hockey, is there?
No.
No, there's a whole corner of Lot O dedicated to these homebrewers. And we like went in there and tried all their different beers. It was really cool.
Oh,
it was
really?
Nice little atmosphere going. It was really neat.
So it was a bunch of homebrewers. They brought their own stuff?
Oh, yeah. Tons. There was like 6 different homebrewed beers there.
And they were just sharing.
Yeah.
No money exchange.
As long as you like flash your beer knowledge, they're like, oh, yeah, try this then, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you were to walk up there and be like, well, I like Coors Light. I like Budweiser, would they probably would just be like, okay, you can walk away.
No, I don't think they were dicks. But, I mean, they just, you know, they appreciated that we appreciated your beer.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be like, what are you drinking? Oh, you're drinking that? Nope. You know, it was more communal, more friendly, more inviting atmosphere. But yeah, they were really cool.
Cool.
I was like I had three beers at one time, and I was trying to struggle with them all. And needless to say, I was feeling no pain when we got to the game. Good time.
So you liked that beer. Did you yes. have any other beers that you liked or didn't like recently?
Sweet Baby Jesus, which yes. is a local beer.
By Duclaw Brewing.
You guys
company.
Probably never heard of Duclaw or this beer, but it's okay. It's a Maryland thing. It was their rendition of a beer that won a home brewing competition in 2011?
Yes, 2011.
It was a chocolate peanut butter porter. And I actually, in my opinion, I liked it better when it was the home brewer recipe. Whatever Duclaw did to it, I didn't care for it as much, but I found that as it warmed, it did get better, and it had a lot of peanut butter like nose to it. And it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I drank it all.
I had it too, and I did enjoy it. It's one of those beers that you can't let it get too cold. You have to make sure that you let it warm
Very
up
important.
A little
Temperature
bit.
Temperature is fucking important, people out there in beer drinking land. Don't drink your shit all fucking freezing ice cold. You can't taste it.
Yeah.
That's
beer
for that's for
beer can be brewers. Too cold. Much like wine, beer can be too cold.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes the flavor, it makes the aromas just kind of clam up a little too much. So just let it open up a little bit, you know. But
it's very important. That's why you pour your beer into a warm glass, and then you go, you know, walk the dogs or something, and you come back, and it's perfect temperature.
Yep. Sweet something Baby like Jesus, that. Though, I will say, I did like it quite a bit. I'm a peanut butter fan. Love
peanut
butter.
But
so the peanut
butter. I
remember
liking it more before. That's all.
What was that?
I remember liking it more when it was here.
Right, the first time around. Mm-hmm. I just like the fact that they have peanut butter in it. I've never experienced a beer before this that had any peanut butter in it. And the most interesting thing to me is that with the aftertaste, you get that feeling of like peanut butter, that residual peanut butter coating in your mouth that you have after you've, you know,
had peanut
butter.
That sounds unpleasant. The grainy...
Well, it's not grainy. It's more just like the oily
luscious,
coating.
Kind of,
you know?
Oil, okay, I got you.
Like the peanut oil. Mm-hmm. But it's a good beer, so I can second that one.
Peanut oil is great for frying things.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's like, balls expensive, though. Fuck me, it's
very expensive. Another beer I can speak to is the Hoptimum by Sierra Nevada. That one is a Imperial IPA, I believe. That one was pretty good. That was a good hoppy beer. Sierra Nevada, in the beginning, they didn't do a whole lot. And then as the microbrew revolution started really picking up, and I guess people started getting pushed more and more and more by Dogfish Head, by all the crazy beers they were doing, I feel like Sierra Nevada then at that point kind of realized, well, you know, we're a microbrew, but we really need to start kicking it up a few notches. So they've actually since then started doing some really good hoppy beers.
What do you think about Celebration?
The Celebration? Celebration is a solid beer by them.
Really? I think it's overrated as hell.
It is. I will say it is
People
overrated.
People rave about Celebration.
Right. It is
and
a good
like,
beer. It is overrated.
It's Sierra Nevada beer drinkers raving about it. I don't think it's people that have been the you know, hell and back as far as beer is concerned. Raving
it's not
about
the
it.
People who are objective. Subjective? Objective?
Objective.
Objective. Yes. It's not people who are so much objective about it. It's
I mean, good beer is good beer,
like,
you know, if you like it, you know, to each their own, but I just think it's people rave about that beer and I don't think it's deserved.
Yeah, I agree. It is a good beer. It is a solid beer. It's not
you know,
the bee's knees, if you will, like
beer.
You said before.
Yeah, the bee's knees.
Cat's pajamas.
One little piece of news that I wanted to bring up. I had heard that
Munich?
there's an organization that's planning on trying to get the Justice Department to look at Anheuser-Busch InBev and Miller Coors, those two companies, and basically label them as monopolies.
Yay.
And bust them up because
bust them up.
Yeah, because they're saying that they have control of over 80% of the beer market between
and it
the two
all
of them.
Sucks.
Yeah, and it's terrible beer. It's terrible beer. So I want to kind of
probably
I just want to throw that story out there for anyone who hadn't heard about it, but also kind of pose that to you, Kyle, and say, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it'll go anywhere?
I hope it does. I mean, 80% sounds like a monopoly to me.
Yeah, 80% or more. Between two?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't think, you know, if you know this beer is owned, you know, farther up the chain by Anheuser-Busch, I don't think you should use that as an excuse not to try it or not to enjoy it. It shouldn't, like that little tiny label, you know, that little owned by, produced by, brewed by, whatever, shouldn't deter you from, hey, this is a pretty good beer, just because it's made by, you know, whoever.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because...
That's the thing about blind tasting, that's why it's so, you know...
Right.
We might rave about something that was brewed by Anheuser-Busch, you never know.
Well, that's true. But that's interesting you bring that up because they had... Anheuser-Busch InBev had purchased Goose Island Brewing Company. I don't know if you heard about that.
Of course.
And Goose Island, from what I understand, they still do their... They still brew their own beer that's not controlled by AB InBev in their brew pubs.
Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, yeah. Chicago area. Mm-hmm. But everything else distributed is controlled by AB InBev. But when I heard about that acquisition, I was kind of like, no, screw Goose Island. Nobody drank Goose Island. But recently I was like, you know, maybe that's a little bit closed-minded. They were making beer before they were purchased by AB InBev. I should give it a shot. I tried their Sophie. No, I didn't try the Sophie. I tried their Matilda and their Père Jacques.
That one's good.
I hated both of them.
Really?
I thought they both sucked. I thought they were terrible beers.
Hmm.
I've heard a lot of people rave about both of them, and I just...
Pure shock, I think. I had them at the... Not this year's Brewfest, but the last one. The same one that I tried, Brown Sugar, and number three, was last year. It was 2011. And I had... Goose Island was there. I tried their whole lineup, and I'm you know, my memory does suck, but I'm pretty sure I like Pure Shock.
Pure Shock. The Matilda, I'll say in particular. I had the Père Jacques before I had the Matilda, so the Matilda's more fresh in my mind. But the Matilda to me tasted like Band-Aid.
Oh,
it was
gross. I hate that. Wheat beers have that Band-Aid-y kind of medicine cabinet kind of... Ugh.
And they don't...
The worst thing about that type of beer is
and that's the
medicine
thing.
Chest flavor. Fuck.
Not all of them have that. I think it's mainly when those beers get too... They have too much ABV. You know, too much alcohol by volume.
Huh.
I think,
really?
I don't know, because I think Matilda was something like 9-10%, something like that.
Hmm.
It was something that I thought was inappropriate for the style.
I don't know.
But at any rate.
I call bullshit on that. Because
at any rate, I hate it.
I don't know. Yeah,
it was terrible.
Anyway.
It was terrible, terrible. And that's my little bit.
Yeah.
Fuck
big companies.
I mean, I'm not a...
Okay. Let me just... I want to present a counterpoint. Your argument.
Present a counterpoint.
Take Dogfish Head. They do beers with these fucking nutty ass ingredients that you wouldn't even know were in there unless someone told you. You know what I mean? Like there's these big companies that do you know macros, but on the same side of on the opposite side of the coin, I don't care if this grain was 7,000 years old from fucking Tuk 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 or whatever. You know,
But the thing about that is...
Does it make the beer better? I feel like they put some of these crazy-ass ingredients in their beer just so they can put it on the label and say, look what we did, you know?
True.
If it doesn't make the beer any better, then who gives a fuck where the hell the cane sugar came from or wherever?
It's true that they do that just to be able to say that that's what's in it, but does it work? Certainly works.
Yeah.
You know, it's pushed as these bouquet beers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say bouquet, boutique beers.
Boutique
you know,
beers.
These very interesting boutique beers, and I think a lot of people buy into that, me included, because I want to try all the crazy stuff.
Me too.
You know, I want to try the beers brewed with ancho chilies and brewed with peanut butter and brewed with, Vietnamese vanilla. That was one recently, I think, or Vietnamese cinnamon.
Yeah, but usually when you get beers like that, like, that's the focal point of that beer. It's a chili beer. It's a vanilla beer. But they put, like, you know...
Yeah, they have
one from
numerous.
Each continent, like, whatever the hell that one's called.
Well, I think you might be referring to their archaeological beers, the ones where they go out and they find out through some sort of scientific analysis what ingredients were in these old-school beers like Midas Touch and Theobroma, you know, I think the Aztecs or the Mayans drank that beer and had cocoa in it. That's a good beer, though.
Theobroma's awesome, actually.
So... But I hear what you're saying, and there's definitely, there are people who fall on both sides of the argument, and I accept that. But I'm firmly on the side of, I like the cool boutique beers.
Yeah.
I like all the crazy stuff. I like, you know, breweries like Dogfish Head that just push the envelope.
I love Sati. That's one of my favorite.
Sati is a good one.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
I could
But I can't stand, you know, these big companies that are trying to get in on the microbrew market.
No, yeah.
You know, like AB InBev and Miller Coors, you know, they have their macro brew slot and they should stay there. I understand that they want to get into it, but at the same time, like, if they're going to try and do that, I would kind of respect them more if they make sure that their own names are on it, because I know there have been instances where they create these smaller breweries or they buy out these smaller breweries and act like they have nothing to do with AB InBev or Miller Coors, and they try and trick people.
And their beers just slowly go to shit.
Yeah, their beers slowly just become watered down and crappy, and you know. But anyway, that's just my ranting. Although I will also say that I never tasted Goose Island beers prior to them being handled by or owned by AB InBev. So, you know, maybe they were better then. Maybe they were the same. I don't know. Maybe they were worse.
Not your cup of tea.
It's not for me.
Not for you, man.
That being said, I would like to find out what is for me. Hopefully,
these two beers, A and B, are definitely for you and me.
They're for both of us.
Terrific.
And hopefully, one of them or both of them can average better than a 4.5.
Really.
4.5 was the winner from last time, which was Merry Christmas, Happy New Year by Anchor Brewing to refresh everyone's memory.
You're repeating yourself now.
Exactly. Well, I was trying to refresh for everyone, you know?
Hey, no. Jesus
Christ. I don't know if we're doing this podcast and people are
They're all drunk.
Well, they could be drunk. Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
drunk.
So people need to be reminded.
I'm not really.
Anyway, maybe. Let's get into it.
Yep.
Beer letter A.
Letter two.
Let's talk about
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers to you. Well, we're not drinking it yet, but
yeah.
Dark. Same. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say stout.
Oh,
porter maybe.
Deer. Wow, very observant considering it's jet fucking black.
You can't see through this at all.
No, you cannot see through it.
It is very
not
dark.
Even on the edges. It is opaque to the edge of the glass, to the bottom of the glass.
This one had a sizable head.
It had a huge head.
Yeah, it had a huge head when it was set down in front
of us. I made
a
reference to like a sea sponge.
Sea sponge?
It was like sea foam.
It was like sea foam. All right, you want to take a whiff of this one?
I'm already whiffing.
Oh, man.
Tobacco.
I'm getting a lot of coffee.
Coffee?
Right off the bat. Nice roasted coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go so far as to say that
not like Founder's Breakfast style. That's like a green, unroasted coffee. This is more like a roasted coffee,
I think this reminds me a lot of Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Yeah.
And I would be so inclined to say that it is Founder's Breakfast Stout if I didn't know that my wife had gone and picked out these beers and we can't get them.
This smells more like
liquor stores.
Like Kona Pipeline Porter. Like that Kona, that roasty smell. That roasty smell. I really think Founder's has a green coffee. It's like a I don't know. Green, unroasted.
I'd have to smell that right now to verify that for myself. But
God, this smells good.
This is a very nice smell. This is a very nice smell. Well, don't let me hold you up. Go ahead and drink up, unless you have something else to say about the smell.
It smells like I want to drink it.
All right, well, let's get into it. That's definitely not breakfast stout.
No, it's not. Not at all.
I feel like
it's bitter.
The nose is a little deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of coffee on that nose. I'm not getting a whole lot of coffee in the flavor.
Really?
I'm getting some, but I'm not getting it to the degree that I was getting in the nose. I was getting so much coffee in the nose.
I'm getting a lot of coffee.
You're getting a lot?
Yes.
I'm not. Wait, let me drink some water real quick.
See, what I really like to do is after I swallow, you kind of you close your mouth and breathe back into your mouth so you can get the taste of the after. And that's all coffee. I feel like the aftertaste tastes like I just drank a cup of coffee.
Now that I had some water, I am getting more of it.
You're bullshitting.
I'm just not getting as much as I expected from the nose. It was kind of like it promised me all this coffee on the nose, and it's just not delivering.
And I get a little bit, a little tiny bit of tobacco, but not like nasty tobacco, like good, like that sweet kind of sticky tobacco kind of.
I can agree with that.
I'm trying to decipher because I mean, coffee is just like the overbearing note here. I can't really get any other flavors I'm experiencing.
I'll say this beer is not bad. It's pretty decent. This is one I could, if I had to, I'd drink it again. I could comfortably say that I think this is much better than our current Overlord. Broverlord. Broverlord.
I don't know.
It's not bad.
Beers like this that are dark and kind of sit heavy and are one flavor tend to... I burn on them quick. So yeah. I don't know if I could drink this all night.
I can drink this every now and then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's set that one aside. Now let's move on to B.
This A, I just want to say, A has a slightly darker head than B. But otherwise, color-wise...
Yeah, you can't see through.
They're exactly the same. This one had no
actually,
head.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that I believe B is a little bit darker. Because when I put A up to the light, I could see a little bit into it.
Wow. I would say the opposite.
But the B, I can't.
I would actually say the opposite.
Do that right now. You're wrong. Definitely. B is definitely darker.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
B is definitely darker.
Yep. All right. Fuck you. I'm never wrong.
I'm right. Okay, so let's go ahead and smell.
Much
B.
No lacing. No lacing at all. What the fuck? Is this like the beer with no smell?
There's not a ton on...
Mm-mm.
I was expecting, because of the coloration, yeah. I was expecting coffee on this. But not...
I don't get hardly anything. A little bit of sweetness?
Yeah, I'm getting... You know what I think this is? I'm going to go ahead and say...
Anchor Christmas.
No, I don't think any specific beer. I'm going to say, I think this might be a milk stout.
Oh, yeah,
of sorts.
They tend to have...
I get
a very muted nose.
Yeah, they have muted noses, but I'm also getting a little bit of a lactic kind of smell to it.
I get like the tinny kind of smell, the iron, the metallic a little bit, which kind of worries me.
I
get a little bit of coffee, maybe a little bit.
There's a tad. There is a tad. All right, well let's go ahead and down the hatch.
Yep. Here we go.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh man.
That's Ooh.
That's not bad.
I'm going to go ahead and say right now that I like this better than A.
Yep. That has so much body. It's creamy. Cream stout, maybe?
This? Ooh. Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's a thick beer. It's a thick beer
oh, yeah.
for people who like nice, thick stouts with a lot of flavor.
This almost reminds me of like a... what am I thinking of? Fuck, what the hell's the name of that beer? Talk. Let me think.
This has a really nice just... Really nice roasted malt
Rasputin?
Flavor.
Is that the name of it?
Old Rasputin?
Mm-hmm.
That reminds you? This reminds you of that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've had an Old Rasputin. I may have. If I did, it was a long time ago. So I wouldn't remember what it's like. But this is the maltiness.
This is
the roasty maltiness.
This is milk chocolate, is baby.
Very good.
It's like liquid milk chocolate. Mmm.
Although I will say my assessment about it being a milk stout... is probably wrong because I'm not really getting any sort of
chocolate.
Lactic on the, you know, on the flavor, but you're getting some chocolate
oh,
on
yeah.
that?
Big time. Now that I'm drinking, oh man, I want to know what this beer is so I can go drink it.
I'm really just getting the coffee on this, and it's a good coffee.
On this?
It's like a, yeah.
Really?
It's like a mild coffee. It's not like extremely heavy.
See, I get more coffee in the nose than the taste. Because I did smell a little bit. When I drink it, all I can think of is like Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's quite that.
Mm-mm. You know what I mean. Much more body. Much smoother. This is the smoothest beer we've had by leaps and bounds, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely smooth.
It rolls off the tongue. It coats your mouth.
All right, now
the
let's
aftertaste
just...
is actually a little bitter, which I kind of like because it refreshes your palate and makes you want to drink more.
Cool.
I like this beer
let's
a lot.
Let's go ahead and... talk about what we want to give these ratings wise.
Okay. Well, we need to go back and forth. I think try A again.
Oh my gosh. When you go from B to A.
Oh god.
It's like A is kind of like water almost.
Yeah.
Because the gigantic mouthfeel on B.
Yes.
How thick
exactly.
that is and how it coats your mouth. And then you get B and B just kind of slides
yeah.
down.
B is like
it's
a
like
slushy.
There's not a whole lot.
B is like a frosty.
A is not a bad beer, though.
Mm-mm.
It's not bad. It's just B's kicking its ass at the moment.
All right. I know exactly what my scores are.
All right. Well, you can go ahead. What do you want to give A?
A is a fiver.
You want to give a five?
Yeah. I do like it because I usually... Any kind of coffee-flavored beer is going to get me all excited because I just like that flavor.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say that this is the best coffee beer I've ever had. And after tasting B, it really... It knocked it down a couple notches just because you have a frame of reference.
Right.
So I'd say 5.
Okay. And on that note, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say a 5. Because it's not amazing, and maybe part of this is because B is so much better at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not amazing, but I could drink it, so I feel like it would come in at a 5 for me.
If you had this beer paired with one of our first episode beers, we probably would get it at a 6 or something. You know what I mean? Because it would have been like,
potentially
so much better.
Potentially. And that's another thing to point out is that sometimes it's all about the matchups.
Yep.
You know, you can enhance a beer in our eyes by having it up against something that's really bad. Or, you know, you can have something that's really good kind of downplayed because it's up against something much better.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all subjective. It's all subjective. Don't send us hate mail, even though we don't have an email address.
You wouldn't be able to find our address. All right, now, B, do you have any thoughts on B right off the bat? What number you want to give that?
7. Which is a pretty strong score because since we're considering 10, like, the end-all, be-all.
Right.
And I think...
That's a big score.
When you get close to those numbers, you really have to think about, is this a beer you like a lot? Mm-hmm. And I think 7 is a solid score, so yeah.
That's... I don't want to. That's a tough one. I feel like I want to go 6. I want to go 6. I'm going to go 6 on it because I do think it's good, but I just feel like maybe there's 4 points between it and the best. I don't know.
That's a good point. The only reason, I think the main reason I gave it a 7 is because of that bitter finish, which, like I said, it refreshes your palate.
That's true.
Heavy beers like this that are full and have a thick mouthfeel can just kill you. So I think that bitter finish, uh-oh.
Oh, faux pas.
Phone call.
Getting a phone call.
Who's calling?
Sorry.
So I think that, just the bitter finish ekes it up from 6 to 7 for me.
Yep. Okay. So that leaves A, came in at a 5, and while... that will not make it the winner. It is above
last week's both beers from last week.
Last episode was 4.5 and 3.
Yeah.
So that beats that. But B is our winner.
B is victorious. I wish we could have like the Final Fantasy victory music right now.
So B is 6.5.
Yep.
B comes in at 6.5.
That's a nice,
will be our new King of the Hill beer or our Broverlord.
We're not going to call it that.
No.
If just we call it that, we're going to lose so many listeners. We're going to lose our
two listeners.
All right.
I'm just going to say Broverlord's just for this episode.
Okay.
We'll come up with something better for the next one.
Like.
All right. So
like Master Broverlord.
B wins it with 6.5. So are you ready for the reveal?
Oh, I'm excited. Because I kind of like both these beers. They're not bad.
So first I'll reveal A since it did not win. Do you have any guesses? Do you want to take any stabs at it?
I'm not guessing anymore because I'll never be right.
I'm just going to. Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
So our loser, A, is Schlafly out of St. Louis. They're coffee stout.
We hit that one on the head, at least.
We did understand there was coffee in it,
which
is good because if we didn't get that, I'd say we should just stop doing podcasts because coffee is very easy to recognize.
Yes.
So Schlafly, coffee stout. From St. Louis Brewery.
Right? 5.5? Or 5? 5. 5 even. Sorry.
Yes. 5 even. All right. Now we're going to go to the winner. To B. Do you want to guess on B? No? Not again?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Oh! It's Founders.
God.
It's Founders Breakfast Stout.
That's Breakfast Stout.
No way,
Holy
dude!
Holy shit. Don't you have a case of this?
I do have
Come
a case.
Come on, man.
I do have a case of it.
Come on, man.
And the thing is, listeners,
your host is a scrub. You can't identify that fucking beer he's been drinking a case of the last couple weeks.
I haven't had that many. But anyway, so, I gave that a 6. I feel like...
Want to give it a more
this is
a higher
This
score.
Is bad to say, but I feel like if I knew it was Founder's Breakfast Stout, I would give it more. That's wrong. That's wrong of me.
Isn't that weird?
That's terrible.
That's why we do blind tastings, everyone.
That is.
Because you never know. It's weird because you're hesitant to give it such a good score because you don't know what it is. Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
You don't know what it is. So you don't want to be like, I give this a 10 and it end up being some beer you thought you hate or a beer you thought people hate. You got to stop caring about what other people think and just give it what you think it is.
Well, that's all about what I think. What I think of Founders. But anyway.
You gave Founder's Breakfast out of one you just raved about a 6.
Yeah, I know. That's bad.
Man.
But that's why we do this.
We just punked the host, man.
That is why we do them as mystery beers. And that's a good thing.
And I really want to drink this. And I was going to drink it anyway, but all it's right. really good.
Well, hey, let's end this. Finish these beers off. Really enjoy this breakfast stout. The coffee stout's good too, so we'll enjoy all of it.
Yeah. But we definitely finish these either way, even if they're unless they're really terrible, we finish
there you what go.
We're drinking. We finished both of last week's.
So for next episode, the beers that we try we'll have to try and wrestle with Founder's Breakfast Stout sitting in a 6.5 at the top of the hill currently.
The master broverlord of epicness. All right, I'm sorry.
We'll have something different than that.
That was
but
terrible.
Just think Broverlord for now. Anyway, Founder's Breakfast South 6.5, the champion.
Broverlord!